I can't even tell you the number of calls a week for students talking about suicide or that have made suicide attempts.
Lisa Barringer is a social worker with the Buffalo Schools Crisis Team. The teen suicide rate spiked in the county back in 2011, but in response, a school-based program was implemented. Since that time, there's been a decrease, and the rate has remained steady, with less than 4 deaths per year.
In the last 2 years, we have a curriculum for 7th grade health classes called Lifelines, and they are learning about suicide prevention and how important it is to help a friend and how to help a friend and how to help themselves, of course, too.
There are student support teams at every city school. Barringer tells WBFO News city school students face a variety of challenges in their lives, putting them at risk.
We had a case the other day where we had an attempt, and the student had told 7 of her friends, and out of the 7 girls, only 1 told an adult. And because she told an adult about her friend, that got the police over there and saved this girl's life. She did end up being hospitalized. It's just a wake-up call that we need more education. These kids need to know it's okay to tell an adult.
Most of the calls come from high school and middle school students, but sometimes they're even younger. Suicide can affect children as young as 7 years of age. However, right now, nationally and locally, suicide rates are the highest among middle-aged white men.
However, in 2016, we saw our first decrease in 4 years. So we believe that that's in part to some of the work that we're doing.
Olivia Ratalak is the coordinator of the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Erie County. The coalition held its first ever stakeholder meeting Wednesday to share prevention information.
The other interesting thing that's happening in our county is our numbers to the crisis hotline have been increasing, and we see that as a benefit because it's showing that people are reaching out to the resources that they may need.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.